Thank God for your tenacity in following the Lord. May the Lord reward your labor of love, one and all, in Jesus' name. I am so happy for the theme of today's meeting. Running to win the trophy. And the trophy is so beautiful. I want to quickly take us to Philippians chapter 3. And I want to read from the word of Apostle Paul, from verse 12 to 15. I don't mean to say I am perfect. I haven't learned all I should even yet. But I keep walking towards that day when I will finally be all that Christ saved me for and want me to be. Verse 13. No, dear brethren, I am still not all I should be, but I am bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Verse 14, and finally, I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God is calling us up to heaven because of what Christ Jesus did for us. May the Lord bless his word in our life in Jesus' name. I just read from the Paraphrase Living Bible. This translation makes it very simple, what I've been reading for many years. I just want to itemize some things that Paul wrote that we need to note. The first thing he said, we must know that we are not perfect yet. Amen? So, no one is perfect. But we are walking towards perfection. So, we should not use our imperfection to indulge in what we should not touch. What should we not touch? We should not touch sin. We should not indulge in sin. What should we not touch? We should not touch money that is not our own. Separate your money from that of the ministry. Separate your family money from that of the ministry, if you are a pastor or pastor's wife. Number 3. Don't touch the women if you are a man. Don't touch the men if you are a woman, except the one that the Lord has given to you. Number 4, don't touch his glory. God is a jealous God. He will not give his glory to any man. So, finally, from that, we must be humble and remain humble. And being humble makes us to know that we don't own ourselves. The Lord owns us, so we must give account. Paul said further, I haven't learned all I should even yet, but I keep working towards that day when I will finally be all that Christ saved me for and want me to be. The point here is that we must continue to learn. A leader is a reader. We must continue to listen to teaching, to instruction. We must discipline ourselves to carry instruction out as we are given. When the Lord wanted to build the tabernacle, the Bible says, Moses built according to the pattern that he has received God. And by the time he finished the tabernacle, the glory of the living God filled the tabernacle. So we must continue to learn. We must continue to discipline ourselves in prayer, in Bibles, study, reading, meditation, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Paul said to Timothy, until I come, give attention to reading and to doctrine. A lot of evil doctrines are flying around these days. We must be careful. The Lord will help us. Now, Paul said further, I am not there yet, but one thing I do, I forget about the past. We must live to forget the past, whether good or bad. We must live to forgive and to forget. We must not build and live on pastime paradise. We must not say, years back, this is what God used to do. Thank God for that. But we must remember to see what He's doing now in our life, in our family, in our ministry. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and for tomorrow, forever. So, God's dealing with our life, in our life, is progressing. Our God is always working in progression. Thank God for what He did yesterday. Tell somebody beside you, He's doing a new thing. Can you see it? Your today will be better than yesterday. In Jesus' name. Your tomorrow will be better than today. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be for you and your family, your children will be greater than you in Jesus' name. So we must learn to forget the past and to press on. Agba ti obinu lomo en po. Help me to interpret that. So, we must not be wrong. The Bible says, don't be angry until the sun goes down with your brother, with your sister, with your wife, with your husband, learn to forgive. That is what it means. Because Christ also forgave us, the Lord will help us. So, to receive the mark, to receive the Christ, we must watch the mark. It is not enough to run the race. It is more important to watch the mark. What is the mark? The boundary. What is the mark? What we must do that God loves. What is the mark? What we must not do that God hates. What is the mark? The mark is the rules. And that is the sound doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ. Like I told you, many teachings are going around doctrines of demon because we're in the end time. Focus on Christ's doctrine and Him alone crucified. To receive the prize, we must build on the mark of character. We must build on the mark of discipline. We must build on the mark of the fear of God. We must build on the mark of holiness and purity. We must build on the mark of love. You can write down 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 10. May the Lord help us to run according to pattern, that we may win the prize in the name of Jesus. Somebody was asked, how come you were able to win the race in a foreign land? He said, I did not look at those who were praising me. Don't give yourself away to the praises of men. They will say, Hosanna today. They will say, crucify him tomorrow. He said he did not look at those who were also jeering at him or talking him down. So they asked him, what were you looking at then? He said he focused his attention on the trophy and on the mark. And when you know about this, it is always on your mark. Set, go. So you must go along your own mark. If you are running so fast and you cross to another lane, no matter how fast you are, you will be disqualified. May we not be disqualified in Jesus' name. The Bible says the race is not for the swift. It's not of he that willeth, it's not of he that runneth, it is God that show mercy. So we must put ourselves under the mercy of God. We must not position ourselves as someone who has arrived. There are many more cities, nations to conquer for Christ. The Lord will help us. May we finish strong and to finish well in the name of Jesus. May we run to enter into the reward in the name of Jesus Christ. May we not park up on the way like a smoking car. May we run to finish and to receive the trophy. In the name of Jesus. Finally, may the voice of the Lord that you will hear on that day be, welcome, faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. May that be our portion in Jesus' name. Also, may crown and stars be our decoration on that day when the Lord's reward shall be given. In the name of Jesus Christ. We love you. We appreciate you. May the Lord crown all your efforts with great and glorious success in life and in ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. You and your family will run the race to finish well. In the name of Jesus Christ. We love you. Have a great weekend. God bless you. Bye-bye.